Okay, and I'd like to call the meeting to order and stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, it looks like
Thank you.
we're going to start off with a presentation by Stephanie Bourque on our hazard mitigation plan.
So the presentation was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm here to help you all close out the final public comment period. So when I was here at your meeting 2 weeks ago, presented the final draft of your local hazard mitigation plan update that had been, approved by your local planning team, and was ready to present. Following that meeting, the plan was made available both hard copy here at the town office and then online for review and public comment with instructions to send any input my way so that I could assemble it and present it tonight. I did not receive anything during the public comment period from any members of the public. I did receive an email from Joe on behalf of Glenn with some of your input. So that's what I got. So I'm here to kind of answer any final questions or, address any final concerns anybody might have on the final draft.
I know we're a little short on time. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just so I understand the process, and at this point, the board just needs to move the project forward to go to the state.
Yes, if there, I wanted to see if there was any further commentary on the draft. If there isn't, then we can talk about next steps. But I
Okay.
didn't want to cut you off from having a conversation about any final
Okay. Sam, anything?
Nothing on my part.
Rich?
No, nothing.
No, just would like to say you guys did an excellent job. It's pretty comprehensive. All look very doable for the city room. So
Yes.
thank you for the
Yes.
job.
Thank you. And I think that Bob Richards participated in one of the workshops where we were looking at evaluating the mitigation actions, and he had a very similar comment that he felt a lot of what that group decided on for actions to implement seemed very reasonable and doable. So I'm glad you felt the same. Yeah. So in terms of the couple of editorial comments that you provided, I just wanted to kind of the first one, obviously, I can change the name of the road to correct the name of the road. But you had another request about adding just a small statement about the town needing upgrades to the electrical distribution system, including an upgraded substation. So I can absolutely put something in the plan, but I wanted to get a sense from you. Do you want the statement to be that generic? Or would you like a little bit more specificity? I'm not a subject matter expert in this, so.
What I was looking for, it had to do with Green Mountain Power's going to move and put the substation up on Airport Road.
Okay.
And they're in the process and the paperwork and everything. But I see how we were talking about electrical power and everything. And 5 years after the plan goes into effect, you start showing that you followed the plan.
Right.
I wanted it down there because it would say, this is what we want to do. 5 years from now, we're going to say, this is what was done. And the substation was moved and went on the Airport Road. That was the only reason I said it would
Okay.
be nice if we plugged something into it, like in the process of putting in a substation for some resiliency to our backup electrical power here.
Okay. Sure. So is there more than one substation in town? Because there's a substation noted in the flood profile. Is it that
That
substation?
one they're closing
And moving.
and moving because
Okay.
it's in a flood plain.
I can work with that. Yes. Okay. Okay, and then your last comment, the public works foreman had been invited to participate, but I think something must have come up because he ultimately was unable. So I don't He was never present at a meeting that we held. That's not to say that he wasn't consulted outside of the meetings or worked with Jim to answer questions or provide feedback, but he just wasn't at a meeting to note.
And okay. The reason I mentioned that is because lots of times you'll use this 25 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want them to invite the Public Works Road Foreman because that's a lot of the equipment and stuff.
I think you'll find in the appendix C, where we outline the engagement and especially the workshop where we were evaluating actions, he had been invited to.
Okay.
That's the one I'm talking about, where he was invited but ultimately wasn't able to attend.
Okay.
So appendix C does note that.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So if there isn't any further discussion on the draft, I can make those revisions as
minor
discussed.
Minor revisions.
Yeah, absolutely minor. So with that, what I'd like for the board to consider is making a motion to authorize me to make these changes and then submit the plan on behalf of the town for approval pending adoption.
I'll make that motion that we do so. I will second that motion.
And the motion is authorize
and authorize Stephanie to move the plan forward to adoption.
For approval pending adoption. Yes.
Move plan to approval pending. Thank you.
So you're welcome. In the process to get this plan finally approved, we have this interim step where it goes to the state of Vermont. Vermont Emergency Management gets to review the plan. Remember the review tool uh-huh. I provided in the packet last time? They'll review your plan against that rubric and provide us with feedback as to whether they think the plan satisfies all the requirements or if there's things they'd like to see changed in order for them to ultimately approve it. So once we get that back, I'll be in touch with the planning team, let them know what we've got to do, and we'll be circling back with you folks at that time. And then once we get that approval pending adoption, then the plan will be ready for you to adopt. And at that point, there'll be a form that you sign, and then we include that as Appendix A in the plan, and off it goes for our final. So it'll be a little bit before we get to that stage, but I'll make sure that it goes in this week. Okay?
If there's no other clarification, we've got a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 It's unanimous. Thank you very much
for You're welcome.
Spending all the time and hard work on it. Okay, we're going to move on to appropriation policy discussion, which I feel a lot of people came here for that discussion. Tony, you want to tee that up a little bit for us a little bit?
Yes, sir. So the board back in maybe 2020 when we were going through COVID, the board revisited this policy thinking that it might be a better idea to, at that time, to avoid having people kind of get together and get signatures because of the virus. That policy has been, 2021 is when we implemented that. That policy has been in place until recently when the board had thought maybe it would be a better idea to go back to requiring our social services to getting signatures beyond the petition. And that's where we are today. In your hand is the original policy with a few updates, but it's pretty much the same thing that requires our social services to report to get that.
And that was discussed at our last meeting, and we had a suggested by Chad, who isn't here yet, but Chad, that it would be nice before you make a decision on changes to see what invite you folks in and see what your feelings or comments with what that does or causes for you if we went back to signatures. So with that, I think we're open for anyone who wants to give us some input. We'd be happy to have it.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Okay. I like doing it the current way.
In fact, when I was there, when you changed the policy during COVID, and one of the reasons was because it was onerous for some of us, especially those located in Rutland, to have people come to Fairhaven to gather 200 signatures, because many of our social service organizations serve a broader community, Rutland County. I'm here with the Catholic Community Center, but I collected for signatures for Council on Aging and for Fairhaven Concern Now Slate Valley Cares in the past. And it's difficult to get 200 signatures without going to the dump on Saturday mornings. So I really like that we don't have to collect signatures every year. However, if we do increase our ask to the community, we're more than happy to get to collect those signatures and let people know the situations we're facing. Social service agencies are under the gun. I'll just say under the gun. Looking for support any way we possibly can get it. And this really helps with the process. It's hard to find people who go out and gather signatures.
Other comments?
My name is Gina Grote. I'm from the VNA's Hospice of the Southwest Region. So I'm going to expand a little bit on what you had shared, commented. So I'm the development manager in our philanthropy department. Our department is responsible for all of our town funding requests. All you agencies are a little different. We are located in Rutland City. We request town funding from 48 towns last year. Now that might sound greedy to some. It is in under the gun, it's putting it mildly. We are in dire straits of support. And when we request town funding, I think everyone who's requesting it needs it. Our agency, last year, our agency was approved for about $290,000 in town appropriations overall. We provided $2 million in charitable care last year. Those are services that we are required to provide by the state sometimes, actually all times, because we are a care for state. So we have to provide care if the patient is underinsured or uninsured. We do not get reimbursed by anybody. We have to find that money ourselves. That number was a little over 1.7 million in 2023. That number was a little over 1.5 million in 2022. So when funding is getting cut from multiple areas, including reduced reimbursement rates, how we are paid, it's critical to our agency, and I'm sure everyone that does apply. So would it be lovely if I never had to collect petition signatures again? Absolutely. However, I understand the need to see from the public's point of view and the board's point of view for buy-in, have some skin in the game, so to speak. So I would also agree that anytime there's an increase in request, I also would say, I think some town policies that I'll reference, Rutland Town, for example, if the town increases their request 10% or less year over year, they can increase it by that amount without having to get petition signatures. I also can see that, towns like Castleton were having, they didn't get any letters of request. Actually, our agency, I think, was one of the few who was still on the ballot this year. So there needs to be, you can't just say, okay, it's done once, and then we can't come back and show you and report back to the community why your need is there and why it's important. I like that Brandon, they're kind of on every 5 years, whether you have renewed your request or not, every 5 years you're required to collect petition signatures regardless of the request amount is increased or not. That's extremely helpful for planning. When you're dealing with such a large volume of town requests, I'm one person. I have now a second employee that helps me with this, but planning and trying to do an agency-wide or trying to right at geographic needs. It's different from other organizations, but it's a lot of work, and it's not easy to collect that volume of signatures going door to door. I don't feel safe doing it. That's not by any town. I'm a single person. People react differently these days to having their doors knocked on or people driving up the driveway. We've seen some stories across the news throughout the years. Our first line of defense is to mail letters request to all of our donors for that specific town. The response rate is really low. And so those are people saying, hey, I believe in you, I support you, I'm going to donate to you. And even they're not sending it back. So then it's up to us to go boots on the ground. Point being, whatever you guys do decide, please don't change it. Here to here, please stick with it, or please don't make changes, you know, 2-3 months in advance. That's a huge hurdle. It really is hard. So I'm happy to abide by any policy, but something that we can plan on is the most helpful.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes.
I would like to add to both of yours. Good stuff, really, and accurate. I'm the new kid on the block. I've been with ARC for 2.5 years. And the first year I had to go out and petition. Who knew? The second year I had to go out and petition. Who knew twice? I was the only person there. So taking that time out meant my weekends and so on. And I'm happy to do that. As you say, in those 5 years, the turnaround time. So I did Brandon in Pittsburgh last year, year before last, and was fortunately successful, but I was at the Grand Union for 2 days, and I was thinking about the liquor store, but thought not. Well, I know I'm not there. as you raised that point. I've been to a number of towns, Clarendon and Clarendon and Mendon, and their town, they don't want you at their town dumps anymore because there's a policy out there where they believe that petitioning is a political punch of some sort, which I don't think that it is. It's every person's right to vote. One of the things I have to say about having appropriations separately apart for including agencies like ours into a budget is that it gives people that right to vote, yay or nay. You can look up and find out whether you want to support that agency or not, but it's that freedom that we have to vote for a cause that you feel is important or an agency that you have been served by. And I fully support all of the agencies when it comes to appropriations because I sit in that same bank and we only have 19 towns, but if they all went to this petition every year, we probably would have to close. And we would have to close because we don't have personnel. There's myself and a part-timer. I can't leave the office if someone's not there. And I can't be out all the time raising funds or getting petition work done to get certain funds available to us. We're desperate for the funds. I think we give back as much, if not more, than what we get. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way at all. It's just the nature of the beast, as it were. So thank you, and thank you for this opportunity to speak with everyone here.
Thank you.
I would add that in addition to when you made that decision not to get signatures every year, there was a, but only if you can make sure that you submit a budget and all the ways in which your organization supports the citizens of Fairhaven, which I think that's a task, but it's one we're prepared to do, and we really want to get out there to the community just exactly what we're doing in your community, and it takes a lot of time to get those signatures every year, especially when, you know, you're asking volunteers. Some of these folks, you know, are getting paid. We volunteer, right? It's a volunteer basis. So And you know, volunteers are fewer and fewer.
Right.
We're aging out. So.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi, I'm Carrie Wolka. I'm from Slate Valley Cares. First of all, our board president couldn't be here tonight, but we all decided we wanted to say thank you to the Fairhaven Town for and voters for having confidence in us and passing us. So thank you for that. But going forward, we are a very small board, and we are run by all volunteers right now. We have no paid staff at this moment. We are talking about hiring one person for 8 hours a week just to do some coordination. But we had to consolidate our time. And we've also moved past now just the town of Fairhaven because we are considered a right to food center, so we service more towns. This year, we went and put we got the signatures to be put on Castleton's ballot. And we realized how incredibly hard that was when you have a base of maybe 15 volunteers that most all of are over 60 years old standing out in front of Shaw's in 20 degree weather, you know, however many weekends it takes to do it. And our intent is to add two more towns next year as well. We do understand the board's position and the taxpayers' position about, you know, being transparent and wanting those signatures. So we have no problem going back to that if that's what you decide. But it is really hard, especially like the other agencies said, when you're doing multiple towns because you're servicing multiple areas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm agreeing with the Southwestern Vermont Council on Aging. First, thank you for allowing us the opportunity to, you know, to voice our opinions here. And I'm going to echo what everyone said. It is very difficult to get signatures. I have some staff spending, you know, close to 65 hours in a short period of time gathering signatures. And that's just one staff member. And we do 31 towns. You know, as I think DNA said, we provide over $200,000 in resources to this community. And all that we ask for is $1,800 in return. So it is a heavy lift to go door to door. And, you know, again, the safety issue. A lot of our volunteers are over 60. Some of my staff are over 60. And it is challenging.
And I can speak. My name is Joy Mortalidi. I'm the Development and Communications Coordinator with the Council on Aging. And I can speak to that safety piece of it a little bit because, much like DNA stated, I'm a department of one, and my department is in charge of town funding. So that's 31 towns that we are working with throughout. Really, it's a year-long process that I manage with the help of some staff who their job titles and duties don't necessarily subscribe to supporting my department, but they do anyway, and those hours are sent that way towards us. I grew up in the Philadelphia area, and I don't knock on doors. I learned that very young, even up here. And I went to Green Mountain College, and you know, it has become a very, very different world. In this case of collecting signatures, our organization has experienced the same issues with going to the dump, you know, the town dumps and that sort of thing. These signatures collections over the course that I have seen it has become, for whatever reason, a difficult task to obtain. What I do find easy is to communicate with each individual town via the yearly report and our impact report, and all of that is available and accessible on our website, and we do direct mailings and that sort of stuff. So educating the towns on the services that we can provide is an easy, in my opinion, an easier little bit of a lift, and happy to do that. Again, my only request would be, you know, just like others have stated here, some pre-planning. If things change, that makes it all like easier thing.
I would say too that this is a good opportunity for the towns to look at the Age Strong plan.
Yeah.
And the collaboration between social service agencies, private enterprises, and the towns themselves and local government, and how we collaborate together to make our community stronger. And if you haven't viewed it, I do have copies, or you can certainly go on the website and look at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Mary Nichols. I'm the executive director of the Child First Advocacy Center. We're a nonprofit. Is myself and another employee that do town funding. I remember this year, I stood out in about 29-degree weather for about 8 hours at Holy Dump to get signatures. And by the time we were done, I don't think we could feel our feet or hands. So to not have signatures would be great. I do know that for other towns that do have that do require signatures, going to basketball games, if you're allowed to, is huge. Just kind of a plug in there. That's also what I had done was sit at basketball games and get everybody that was coming in. I don't know if you know what our agency or nonprofit does. We do forensic interviews. We're a special victims unit for Rutland County for children and adults that experience severe neglect and abuse and sexual abuse. So we are an agency that kind of an umbrella with DCF and law enforcement, but the Child First Advocacy itself is just two employees that we house.
Thank you.
I think one other thing, I was at the school board meeting that they had last night as well. And I could be very off on the number. You would obviously know better than me. They said that there was like 7,000 registered voters in Fairhaven.
No.
What was the number?
It's
2,000. There's 2,700. Yeah, I think when they gave the 7,000 number, they were talking Castleton, Fairhaven, Benson.
Even if you did that as a comparative, if we look at how many registered voters you actually have compared to how many people actually voted, think about that when you're the person that has to go and find all of those people or those few people that are going out. I mean, like one example would be, there's a lot of your teachers that live in this town. So I work for the school district. And I know those teachers do not go grocery shopping at Shaw's because they don't want to see their parents and students. And I know that sounds horrible, but if you're out with your kids doing your personal grocery shopping, like, I get it. You know what I mean? So you're already missing a whole bunch of people by having to look for signatures, because they're going to go do their business someplace where they can have their own peace of mind. But not all of them are also going out for themselves. There's a lot of those homebound people that are getting other people to do it for them, even though they are the registered voters whose signatures you're seeking. That probably didn't come out the most eloquent way, but...
Interesting what you're saying. Thank you. There was someone else who wanted to comment?
I was just going to reiterate what sounds like a very simple task. Might sound like this can't be possible, can't be this difficult. It is. And I don't know what leeway or balance you have to alter the charter rule, whatever the proper jargon is here. Maybe it's 3% of the vote. Maybe it's 2% of the voters. I don't know if that's an option. But, you know, you have, I think there's an opportunity here to.
It's currently 1%.
I thought it was 5%. Yeah, that must be like by statute.
Yeah,
by statute. Because I don't know if it's state statute, but what opportunity is to reimagine how we as social service agencies engage and educate the community for these types of votes and for these types of requests. Maybe there's something new to in that here.
Thank you.
Chris Adams, Community Care Network, which is run by Health Services and Development Community Programs. Our general position, first of all, thanks for the opportunity to speak and for your past support. That's greatly appreciated. Our kind of general thought position on this, on the issues, what we'd like to see, obviously, request increase, you would need petitions, but also if your appropriation fails, if the voters don't pass in a given year, then following year you'd have to do some legwork to get back on the ballot. That's kind of what we would like to see. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. I know the funds that we've received in the past, a good chunk of those monies go to support our emergency services and our crisis unit, which is critical support. I know there's a lot of Fairhaven residents that access all of our different programs and services, but that's a big one these days. So just thought I'd share that. But like I said, if an appropriation fails in a given year, we'd like to see that kind of a requirement to file petition signatures to get back on the ballot.
Thank you. Yes, Jeff.
I don't know this young woman over here, but I just heard her speech, and I find a little bit appalling and a little bit disrespectful when she says, if you're a teacher here, the rumors don't shop in town. Well, let me tell you something. Maybe these teachers ought to consider who the hell is paying their salary, number one. And number two, I had two businesses in town for 38, between here and Foley, for 38 years. And I always welcome the opportunity to speak with the clients that I serve on a personal basis other than making funeral arrangements. I think that's a little bit disrespectful. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just have a second comment. I guess others have kind of alluded to it is of your total population, you guys know the exact amount of registered voters. That makes it that much harder. I mean,
if you don't hold me on it, because I think the number, even though I said we have 2,700 people, I thought the registered voter was some 900. And of that, how many use, and don't hold me on the numbers, but I think we're close. And of the number that, of those registered voters, how many actually vote? Probably, 500 to 600, maybe. I mean, if that's what you're turnout. Alluding to.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I guess the question or the point is, I could be completely wrong. I believe the language on the petition is that if somebody to be eligible as a signee has to be a registered voter, is that correct?
That is.
So you just cut your odds down from 2,500 to 900. So, I mean, I've done this work in the past, myself going door to door, Santa stores, et cetera. And you might have a ton of signatures on your sheets, but only a third of them are eligible, right? So it makes it that much harder.
I heard someone about the suggestion of where it goes in the end, that basketball courts or sporting events are good places. I don't know. I thought the way you make sure you get have a registered voter is go at election day and stand off on the side and that people come. I know one, if they sign, they're a registered voter because they just voted. But
that's if you have your policy set and you haven't changed it.
Right.
Which has happened as recently as for some towns. December.
But they don't let you there now?
Yes, they have. I started taking calls in June.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Any other that we should consider?
Other than a big thank you.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. So appreciated.
Yeah. Really, and that's true.
Very cool.
Really did appreciate
it. We have not had,
I don't know about anyone else, but I haven't had this opportunity before.
Yeah.
And it really does come up.
We want to thank you for all the good work. You do great work. I don't want you to think because we're looking at the policy and a policy change that we don't appreciate the services, the important services that you give. We do. give us quite a bit to think about. Thank you.
When will you make the decision?
I would like to think sooner. It's going to sound like I'm dancing around it, but bear with me. When I have two members of the board not here, and I'd like it to be a board decision, and we'll share with the two that aren't here what we heard here tonight. I'd like to think we could have the decision within the next couple of meetings. I mean that there was just one other piece, and that was hearing from you. So we understand what this meant in these changing times. Yeah.
This means a lot to me also. I see you folks here connecting a face to the monies. And that means a lot sometimes. And I think it means a lot to the taxpayers also.
Yes.
I mean, from the Council on Aging's perspective, we would love the opportunity to come here to the Select Board and tell you what our services are and the people, the numbers that we're doing, you know.
We would
welcome that.
That would be great. I think it would be great for the whole town to hear that. Mm-hmm. I really do. Yeah.
Anything you want to add, Sam?
Yeah, I guess I would just add that I think the reason this discussion is being had at all is that the board believes there's an interest in having all the representatives of your organizations come and demonstrate in some fashion to the community what it is that you all do, and perhaps petitions are the way that it will be determined that can best be done. But for me personally, hearing from you directly does feel like the most meaningful thing. So I appreciate that you all took the time out of your evening to come here and do this. It means a lot.
Yeah.
Well, there's an opportunity for a fair, I think.
Well, I'm organizing one in Rutland for all of our agencies to connect with each other so that we're not sitting in silos anymore. But the same concept could be had for any towns. We all get together, sit around tables, invite the public in, and give our spiels. And people can then make an informed decision.
Yeah. I like that idea. I would, and I know that the opportunity typically with most towns is that there is the annual meeting the night before or within some range of that. Some towns have the week before, but again, when you are an organization that has who's requesting more than one town or even like two, I'm not omnipotent. Not be everywhere at once. So if there was, again, the timing factor and that all these things happen at the same time, whether it's petitions and also the opportunity to speak to the citizens, something that is a little bit off of that timeline that the other towns like would be advantageous, and I think a lovely opportunity.
Maybe we can ask Bill to do, what is that, National Night Out, the first Tuesday? The first Tuesday of August, and that's the last time, and that was pre-COVID, when we had all the social service agencies that serve our community there to share the work that they do. Again, you know, this particular town has informational meeting the night before, and it's always nice if there's a representative. It doesn't always have to be the executive director, any client, any person who, you know, I mean, this year they asked who you guys were, and he told us. So that was nice.
Hey, the chief gave us a very good explanation. And glowing review.
Well, I'm very new. I'm the new executive director. There was one at CPAC for 15 years. So I took her place, and I had big shoes to fill. So,
but a lot of people read the town report, so I think it's really important that everybody sends in those.
That's a great way, because the town report is when you're giving us the letter saying, this is what we did with the monies you donated. It does mean a lot for understanding. But going to try to I wrap this portion up here. I want to thank you again for coming. You're more than welcome to stay as long as you want if you're into stuff like that. But thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Okay, the next item I have on the agenda is the Planning Commission zoning discussion. The Planning Commission isn't ready for that discussion yet, so we're going to push them out to the next meeting. Amendments to the agenda.
Not for me tonight, sir.
Yeah. Not for me either.
There are no amendments to the agenda. Can I get approval of the minutes from April 1st?
I would motion to approve the meetings from April 3rd, or the minutes from the meeting.
I'll second that.
Any additions, deletions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports.
So the last 2 weeks we had 4 arrests of possession of marijuana, we had 94 traffic tickets, 32 written warnings, 1 parking violation, we had 2 crashes, 3 overweight permits, 14 sets of civilian fingerprints. We spent a lot of time on foot doing traffic. Not a lot of major calls in the last 2 weeks. We had 209 calls for service in the last 2 weeks, and we're at 1437.
Thank you.
All I got is
a
question. Nothing else
major. Thank you. I have a question for the chief.
Yeah.
What is an unsafe start of a motor vehicle? Is that a violation in some way?
I backed out of a location on Liberty Street. Put it in drive. It mattered. It was supposed to be a black mark.
Oh.
We had video. Some complaints from business owners. We located them. We admitted that we were on the tickets.
I've never seen one of those.
The law over here is called starting parked cars. In other states, it's called unsafe starts.
Any other questions for this? Thank you.
Yeah, right. I do.
Okay.
I can't identify, but there's a white pickup. Yeah, I know there's a lot of white pickups, but this guy's got tires this wide on all 4 wheels. Comes down from school. He goes up our street, headed from the corner of Mechanic. Up to about 60 miles an hour by the time he hits my thing. I'd appreciate it if you guys might do a little spot.
Did it yesterday?
Park Mason?
Did it yesterday.
He does it every day.
Yeah. Is it
a single
cab? I'm just trying in my mind trying to identify the truck. Is it like recently in the last 2 weeks, the same truck?
This guy makes it frequent.
The Ford F-250 or 350 white extended cab.
Yeah.
Jacked up big.
If it's a student, I'll have her address.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Department head reports. Joe, you doing the DPW and then?
I'll do everything.
You want to do all at once?
Yeah. Just for everybody left, but for everybody else's sake. So every year we do the coin drop raffle, I guess we'll call it. Tomorrow is the deadline to put your name in for coin drop. So April 16th, just keep that on the calendar. Green Up and Fair Haven Blooms is May 3rd this year, which is Saturday. We're going to get out, clean up Fair Haven, put some pots out with some flowers, just kind of spruce the place up a little bit. For the board, May 13th is the first day you'll see the water and sewer budget. I do have those budgets with me, and I'm reviewing them now. So that process is moving forward. The Recreation Committee bought what I'm going to call the snack shack for the playground. They bought a little Amish shed. It's on skid, so it's not a permanent fixture, so we can actually place that down near the restroom. So we'll be doing some sales and some fundraising for Fair Haven Rec.
I saw that today. It's cute.
Yeah.
It'll work.
Hydro flushing started today, just as a heads up. I reached out to the forester. So when I got here, a little more than 7 years ago, the board had taken some timber off the property up north. I reached out to him again to see if there was anything else that needs to be cleared out. We were supposed to do that every couple of years, so we'll see where that goes. I wanted to say how proud we were of our fire department. You know, they don't come up a ton, but when they do, they're always doing the good work. They helped Hoverton and Castleton, I think it was last week, with two large fires. You know, we talk about being regional this and regional that. Really, at this point, our fire departments are regional fire departments. We couldn't do anything without Castleton, and we helped Castleton, so, and all the departments. So thank you for them.
Who was that you're talking about?
Our fire department helped Castleton.
Our, okay.
And Hoverton. I saw from the damage that took place over the winter where somebody came through and knocked down the signs and the light pole. Signage went back up. The light pole is in May 16th. So sometime in that time period, we'll get the pole back up. That's all covered by insurance. Our part-time cemetery crew started yesterday, Monday. So they're out there cleaning the cemetery. The gates will be open on April 21st. We wanted to get the guys out there and give them an opportunity to pick up the cemetery before we let people back in. And Carrie from Wastewater wanted to express her appreciation for the board letting us map, GPS map the water and sewer lines. She used that again just recently to help with one of her projects. And she says it has been just a remarkable time saver and help. So thank you guys for spending the money on that. And that, gentlemen, is all I have for you.
Questions for Joe on your DPW or town manager's report?
I do have one thing. Actually, a couple of them. I know there's been some issues with the sewage on 4th Street time to time. And I know it was the best way to come back for the George I thought, you know, yeah.
Yep, so there is a collapsed line on 4th Street, this side, our side of the Main Street, like heading towards Stewart's over here. It's a collapsed line. We're getting a camera, and we're going to try to get that pipe line instead of digging it up and putting new pieces in. She's reached out to somebody already to get a camera. That and our main collection point right here in the middle of Washington and West and North Park.
Okay. Lined with PVC?
Yeah. I don't know what they lined with. I'm sure something like that, yeah. Something they can jam down in the hole.
And then also at the water plant there, they were talking about doing some infrastructure work. Have they done anything about that yet as far as getting some figures and whatnot?
Yeah, Mike Scott, I think he has at least one quote. What we have up at the water plant, we have these big skids that come through and kind of clean the filter sand. But periodically. And that sand and those, I'll call them cleaners, they're the original ones for that plant. So at this point, I know the filter material is getting old and starting to wear down. So Mike's getting quotes to replace the filtering parts.
Because I think there's some updated equipment that could they replace it more efficiently. So we need to pursue that.
Yep.
Any other questions for the town manager?
So I have.
Moving on to old business. On the agenda, it said reappraisal bids, approving a contractor. My understanding is we're not. We still are not ready on that. We're going to push that one out.
Yeah, give me one more week, gentlemen. I would appreciate it. We're still reaching out to the folks.
Okay. 9B, Hillary Solomon from the Stormwater Project easement. She wasn't able to make it, so we're going to push that one out as well.
Yep, she was waiting on some feedback for one of her documents. That was
C, gazebo at Memorial Park discussion. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I'm against that gazebo or any other permanent structure there that doesn't have to do with the memorial ground itself. like another stone for the Gulf War, et cetera. That's not the place for a gazebo. Way too large, et cetera, et cetera. And that ground should be left for what it's supposed to be there for, the memorial site. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, Glenn.
Tim?
Speaking, kind of echoing what he said, I'd like to just give my own personal opinion. That's somewhat sacred ground. That was set up as a memorial to deceased veterans and veterans in the future. If you want to put a gazebo, or anybody wants to donate a gazebo to this town, there's a lot of room in the north end of the park, on the opposite end, somewhere, anywhere. But it doesn't belong in that area. It is a disgrace to the veterans that are there. It's not a gathering place. It's a place to go, pay your respects, and sit solemnly. I just totally against it. I think it's disrespectful. And I guarantee you, if General Edward Little, Brigadier General Edward Little, ever come back, your ass would be grass. And he'd be the lawnmower. That's not why that park was established here.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you
for your service.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. Any other comments on the gazebo in the Memorial Park? Don't do it.
I agree. Don't do it.
I just want to echo again my concern with draw people to hang out on a gazebo out in that area.
And I agree with the chief.
I don't think that's the best. I like the idea. I agree with the thought on this. I just don't know if that's going to be the best placement for that.
Thank you, Bill.
I agree on that as well. I second that.
I don't agree with the chief much, but that's one thing I agree with.
I do also. Yes.
The riffraff that will be hanging around that place will detract from what that really truly means. And that is a disgrace to our freedoms and the service members that have sacrificed their lives.
Okay, thank you.
I understand that the town wants to do something cool. I respect that. But removable bandstands seems to be the best way to go. Updating them would probably be in the town's best interest, but I can't speak for everybody.
Thank you.
I would say that the intent is good and the donation is appreciated, but perhaps we could look into, we the town, we the people, could look into other ways to do so.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
And it's not to detract from the Legion's efforts to beautify the place, to make it more suitable for anything. It's not against the Legion. It's just with what we got going through Fairhaven, because we are a town that is caught in a local drug trafficking area.
Thank you.
It's probably not the best to have a gazebo place.
Thank you. Any comment from board members?
No.
Joe, anything?
I would need to agree with what I've heard out in public. That this, I've not weighed in yet, but I will now, that I do not recommend installing that gazebo. There are a lot of other options that we can do to improve the parade. And I don't think this is a well-received project. I'm not getting very positive reviews from the folks I speak to.
Thank you. We're missing a couple board members. Do we wait till next meeting to make a decision with a full slate, or do we make it? What's your pleasure?
My sense is that even Chad and Mike are kind of in the same mind about this issue, but I don't want to speak for them. I'd prefer not to, all things being equal.
I don't want to speak for them either, but you know, if the folks out in the public don't want it, and we've heard plain and simple, they don't want it, then I guess we don't do it. I mean, that's my opinion, but I'm not going to speak for Chad or Mike.
If I can, you guys can say no now and revisit it in a year. You know, you tell the Legion that at this current time, no, and you can bring it back up in a year.
I would hate for them to take it as an offense. That's my only concern, because I don't think it's meant in that way. I think we're just addressing the reasonable concerns that everyone's sharing.
Yes. As far as your statement, are you speaking of the Legion taking it as an offense?
Declining their offer might be.
Well, here's my perspective on that.
Yeah.
The American Legion is designed to provide community support, benefits the town that they served in respect to the veterans. If they're offended by that, they're missing the boat. And secondly, I will say this, there are a lot of other options. If they have money they want to donate to the town, it's my, and this is just rumor because I have nothing to back myself up here, but it's my understanding that the old staging that was there for the public speakers during Memorial Day has gone to heaven. Let them spend their money on that. Here's my principle on that. That you do yourself a favor, instead of spending $6,000, you spend $3,000, and you're meeting the eye of the public, and you're providing something to the town. There's other options.
Agreed.
I think you need to rethink it as the American Legion.
Sir, you're speaking common sense. This board doesn't understand it.
I'm not getting into that.
Fair enough, sir.
Jonathan, making comments like that, not appropriate. If you continue like that, you may be asked to leave. So,
okay. Then you probably won't.
So what I'm hearing, I don't think I need a motion. What I'm hearing is the consensus of the board is that we're going to thank the American Legion for the offer, but no thank you, and not put the gazebo in. What I'm hearing?
For the gazebo specifically, yes.
For the gazebo specifically?
Yeah.
Can the minutes reflect that? Consensus is no, thank you, but no thanks. We'll... Moving on to new business.
I'm on it.
Have a good night, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you both, sir.
Community bulletin board approval.
So the what used to be called the Economic Development Committee would like to install a community bulletin board downtown Fairhaven next to the bus stop. The community bulletin board will be a two-sided board. One side will be a map of downtown Fairhaven with a list of all the businesses, kind of like what you see in Rutland. And on the other side, we'll have a place with postings that I know we can post there, and then some of our local organizations, like the churches, want to post there as well, just to help get the word out of what they're doing there for their organizations. Today, we're asking the board to approve the installation of the board, this board to approve the installation of a community bulletin board, again, by the bus stop.
You got in your packets the picture and right by the bus stop of where, I know it's we don't have anything else, but it's as you're going south, just right where the crosswalk is and the two crosswalks come together. We thought that was where most of the people park and ride and crossing would be around the bulletin board.
Yeah.
Yes, John.
Can I ask how much does it cost the taxpayers?
Jeez. Not the price of the bulletin board was, I think what we spent on it is less than $1,000. I don't know. I mean,
like total encompassing project.
We had the bulletin board is going to go up. We Rutland Regional Planning with the You Are Here sign that's going to be on one side of it.
Was donated. Up on the south side, right? I think that's where it was supposed to be, as last directed was supposed to be up on the south side.
Nope.
For our meeting?
No.
No. I think it was directed towards on the south side as of the last Me.
I'm telling you that what we're looking at is down by the bus stop where the where the sidewalks are. There'll be and it was a minimal cost. We had a lot of donated time from Rutland Regional Planning on doing some work on the You Are Here site. It's and I'm pretty sure our DPW people will be putting a sign in. Are you looking for a motion or just
I would take a motion so that way it's official.
I'll entertain a motion.
I would put forth a motion to install the bulletin board in the location specified on this map.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Community bulletin board is taken care of. We have next on the list 10B, downtown designation resolution.
Yeah, so the board approved the planning commission to move forward with their downtown designation. This was maybe 6 months ago. The state came back and said, that's nice, but we would much prefer you to use our template resolution. So if the board would so make a motion and approve the resolution and then sign. And that's a resolution to adopt the downtown designation plan.
Right, that we've already
moved forward. Okay. We're doing it right
now. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the town of Fairhaven's downtown designation resolution. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
Any other discussion, questions? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
While we're getting those signatures, item C is the Camara land donation. Give us a brief update of what that is.
So this I've never had this happen, but the state sent an email saying a Mr. Walter Camara is donating a 17 Mr. Walter Camara passed away, and in his will he's donating a 17 acre parcel of land to the state to be added to the I'm going to butcher this Bonsueno Wildlife Management Area. This is up off of Scotch Hill north of the highway. The state is just looking for the community support to support Mr. Camara's donation. And I have something for the chair to sign if the board approves.
Again, it's an eye test for folks with of the map that came out on it. Think Green Mountain Conservation Camp, and then they go straight across. There's a section of land with the parents on it.
Can that be posted on Facebook?
I'm not posting it on Facebook.
No.
Can that be posted on account page?
It's a private thing.
It's private. We again can't say yes or no. Right? We're just showing our. They've asked for our support. But they could do this without our support, quite frankly. It's a good thing to support.
I know. Thank you.
Do we have a motion to sign, to have the chair sign the letter of support?
I will motion to have the chair sign the letter of support.
I'm not going to make you say Botswana or management area, right?
I'll second that.
We have a motion. We have a second. Do we know what we're doing? I think so. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Item D, we are looking to appoint Ann Finley to the Planning Commission. Ann is with us here.
Yep.
So
Ann sent an email thinking it would be a good time to volunteer for the Planning Commission. We need the board to approve that.
That would get us back up to a number, I think the number of five.
Full strength, yeah.
Full strength. We haven't been there in a while.
I'll make a motion and we point Ann to the planning commission.
Seconded.
Any comments, discussion?
Is it a motion to appoint Ann Finley to the planning commission for the remainder of a 3-year term set to expire March 2026?
Yes, yes. What he said, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Welcome, Ann. We're looking forward to having you working with our planning commission. Okay. Item E, Highway Financial Plan, review and approval.
So this is the annual, this is no new information. This is your highway budget that was approved by the board already. This is just our reporting up to the state for this. So there's two parts to this. The board approved the annual financial plan, as well as the certificate of compliance for town, road, and bridge standards, which come side by side.
There's a
plan.
Does someone want to? I figured you could stop and make motion.
Road and bridge standards.
Road and bridge standards. Okay.
We, the legislative body, Fairhaven, certify that we have received, understand, and comply with the town of the road and bridge standards.
I mean, let me see. Well, you're gonna. Well, I don't know. Let's see what we got there.
So it would be the board.
What's the first
motion? I'm going to make a proposal. Perhaps a motion to approve the annual financial plan.
I'll make a motion. We approve the financial plan.
Second is a motion to approve the financial plan.
Questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Approved.
That's this one that's designed. Then the second one, what would the motion mean?
It could be a motion to approve the certificate of compliance for the town road and bridge standards.
I will make a motion to approve the road and bridge standards?
Certificate.
Certificate of road and bridge standards.
I'll second that.
Certificate of Road and Bridge Board. We have a motion. We have it seconded. Any questions, comments? We're good, Sam?
Oh, then we're good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving
right along while we're getting those signatures on 10F HVAC contract approval. That's that MERC grant for the heat pumps for the upstairs, downstairs, and police department.
Yeah, the whole building.
You want to? Can you? There's a little bit involved there, Joe. Do you want to just give us a little explanation of what that is?
Sure. So the MERC program is the Municipal Energy Resiliency Program. These are funds that the state gave us to improve our energy efficiency. This grant is providing us with funds. They gave us $386,000 in funds that required no grant match. So it's just a straight donation to the town. It's meant to install heat pumps, which are energy efficient. That will replace the porch on the back of the building in front of the police department to make that ADA compliant, which is part of this program. It will also add insulation to the attic and then help seal up some of the cracks in the building because it's our envelope really is that we're kind of porous. So yeah, that's what this grant is. We did put this out to bid. We did get bids for the HVAC, what we're talking about tonight, the heating and cooling units, as well as the insulation. We didn't get any bids for the construction portion with the porch and then kind of sealing the envelope and repairing the ceiling upstairs. So we'll still be looking for people to do that. For this contract we're talking about tonight, the total cost is $282,625. This project will get us 16 head units. It'll heat and air condition the entire building with the exception of the hallways, and it will add 9 condensers to the exterior of the building. It's a lot of construction for a little bit of money. We got a good deal on that.
Does someone want to make the motion?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Can we make a motion to approve a quote from Craig Billings in the amount of $282,625 to install heat pumps in the municipal building offices?
I second that motion.
Sam seconds the motion. Any questions?
Just the one thing I talked to these guys, I think, to confirm it, is the way they're designing them, it's not to interfere with the historical value of the building. They're all going to be designed to affect the outside or through. It's going to be, so when they mount them, they're going to be interior walls, not to affect the building. Am I correct on that?
Correct.
Great.
Good information. Any other questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there something else to say?
Nope. I just needed the approval. I need it in the minutes.
Perfect.
Craig said that the board approved it. It's there May 1st.
Okay. We'll see that going. Okay. Moving down, we are now at 2 minutes for public comment. Yes, Lillian.
With Lillian Billowitz, Fairhaven resident. Where I have 2 minutes, only 2 minutes, I'd like to use part of that time to hear these out. And if someone would be kind enough to give one to Mr. Vijay.
What are you handing out?
This is relative to, as pertinent to the agenda, the improvements to the town meeting, to the town building. So it is an issue that's on the agenda, or relative to what's on the agenda. This is going back to, I believe, it should be on the 1, 2, 3. This is going back to the actual town meeting of March 4th at 26 minutes when Mr. Gunter and Mr. Mycenic and I were talking about the $18,000 fine. I corrected, which was true. It was originally an 18,000 somewhat fine, and it was eventually reduced to $8,375. But the point that I'd specifically like to bring out is a misstatement of Mr. Gunter, because at the meeting, Mr. Gunter said it wasn't the town's fault, and he said it was the architect and I believe the contractor. He said the town fought it, and that's why the fine was shared. However, black and white, this is from Bosha, where the fine was actually initiated. If you actually go to, I believe it's page 4, it specifically states that the controlling employer was responsible and failed to do an inspection on the first floor when the elevator went in. That, in fact, on the page, the signature page, the definition of the employer agrees to correct. The employer was Mr. Gunter, who signed it. So the controlling and correcting employer, in fact, was the town. The town controlling town manager, Mr. Gunter, by his signature, black and white. This is not a personality contest. Okay, our difference. Mr. Gunter knew because Clay Associates in 2019 did come through with lab reports of the basement and upstairs that had it. So,
excuse me, your time is just about up, so if we could wrap it up.
So what I'm saying is that where Mr. Gunter, the controlling and correcting employer, knew of basement and top floor, he failed per Bosha to get the, the lab report prior to construction. Okay. So I'd like to correct about 46 minutes of that when Mr. Gunter said the town did nothing wrong. Black and white from the state.
Thank you for your comment.
You're quite welcome.
John?
Hello, my name is John Phillips. I'm not sure if you remember me or not, or what I said last time. But last time I was here, I said I was going to make a settlement agreement with the town prior to even going to mediation, which is going to cost you a buttload of money because your police department violated my First Amendment rights, which means your insurance policy doesn't cover that. So the taxpayers are going to be paying out of pocket for all expenses.
We don't want any documentation from you. Don't need it.
Are you sure? This is a settlement agreement.
Nope. I don't want to see your paper.
Mr. XCV, can you zoom on that?
John,
I don't know if you can or can't.
Jonathan, sit down. Your time is up.
I haven't even begun to spoke, sir.
You're not going to waste any more of this board's time doing the foolishness you're doing. If you don't sit down and be quiet, I'm going to ask the chief to remove you from the room. Sit down.
Please do so.
Can we take a break?
Let's take and go for a 10-minute recess. I want a 10-minute recess while we remove.
Please do so. Don't chicken out.
I'm asking you to leave.
I'm asking you and trying to hand you a settlement offer. Asking for the four checks.
Jonathan, when you approached me over there, you need to send that to the attorney, and the attorney can handle that.
Do you not understand what freedom of speech is? Do you not understand who the legal argument or the legal body of this town is?
And they're represented for, if you want to put an agreement, but that should go to the lawyers, not here. That's what I said.
Are you going to arrest me?
No.
Then why are you speaking?
We're just done.
You've been asked to leave so we can do the business of the
town. Why are you getting asked to leave?
Because you're wasting the town's time.
I'm presenting a settlement offer.
Done.
I'm presenting a settlement offer. Mr. Lucci, you work in the real estate.
You will address the chair of the board. We're in. We're taking a recess. If someone wants to take a break, they can, because we're.
I apologize for any taxpayers. They don't want to tell the truth.
We're still in recess.
Yep.
Good night.
Did you ask what?
Man, I'm glad I didn't miss money. Good job.
Okay, we're gonna come out of the brief recess and move on. The next item, let's finish. We didn't wrap up the 2 minutes for public comment. I'm down to one public here. Nate, do you have a
Nathan Aiken. I was just sitting here at the beginning of the meeting, and I wasn't gonna say nothing, but we're on a fire hydrant flushing, but yeah, I know there's some storm drains that are plugged up. So I know we're flushing the hydrants and the water got to go somewhere. So we're just plugging up the storm drains. I just think that maybe, we should clean the sides of the roads and the top of the storm drains before we flush hydrants. Because you're just making the situation worse in the long run. And also that it's a painting season, and there's certain intersections on the side roads going into the main that, it could be really helpful to have a center line yellow stripe, because a lot of people, are in the middle of the stop sign, and you have the right of way coming out the main road onto this, and these people are parked in the middle of the intersection, because if they had a little 6-foot yellow stripe at the stop signs dividing each half of the thing, it may help the people stay on their own side. That's it.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to parking lot. Is there anything in the parking lot that the board wants to?
I don't have anything tonight.
No?
Nothing for me.
We're going to go to round table. Sam, anything for the round table?
I don't think this week, Glenn, but thank you for asking. Okay. Rich?
Rich?
The only thing I got is I know that the DBW crew's been out patching some holes, and it looks like they've done quite a lot of patching from what I've seen. Looks good. I do think we need to concentrate more on our sides of our road with the catch basins. A lot of them are covered with debris yet, and the water cannot get to them. That is a great point that we just heard, and I think we ought to try to see if we could concentrate on some more of that work.
I have nothing for the round table. So we're going to go right into reviewing the financial reports. Chad's not here. Could you make the motion for the payroll?
Okay. I make a motion to pay a payroll of $36,732.37.
Motion.
Second. I have a second.
Oh, second. Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'd like to make a motion to pay the warrant of $81,699.44.
Motion seconded.
We know what we're doing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the checkbook status is $981,471.79.
Motion seconded. No, sorry. Yes.
Yes. You don't have to. We're just an information. Good. Thank you.
Okay. Great.
And there is no executive session.
No, sir. It was canceled.
That was canceled?
Yes.
So now I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make the motion to adjourn. I will second the motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for coming, folks. The meeting's over.